And speaking about the fowl, you mentioned hen and so forth. The hen on a nest of eggs is a
setting hen.
Yeah, a setting hen. Mm-hmm. And where would you keep your biddies? So your chicken with biddies and so forth.
In a chicken coop.
Mm-hmm. What did that look like? Can you describe
it? It was just slats. Usually they were like a pyramid, a triangle, and it was just slatted and not completely enclosed.
Mm-hmm.
And then the biddies could run free, but the hen would be in the coop.
Mm-hmm. And did you have any place for the chickens to live?
Yes, the chickens stayed in the chicken house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some people said hen house, but we always said chicken house.
Always said chicken house. Mm-hmm. And what do you call the piece of meat that you would eat? The children like to have it in, so they pull it apart.
That was the wishbone.
Mm-hmm. You remember the legend that went
and the pulley bone.
Pulley
we
bone.
Called it the pulley bone and the wishbone.
Do you remember what the idea behind pulling it apart was? What was that supposed to
you
be?
You made a wish, and the one that got the longest side, his wish came true. I believe it was the longest side.
Mm-hmm.
And we would say, let's pull the pulley bone and see who has the biggest wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got the long side, you would have the biggest wedding, but the one with the short side would get married first.
Hmm. Well, that's odd. Yeah. And were talking about chickens. Did people have a name for all the inside parts of the chicken that you ate? It's a special name.
We referred to them as the entrails.
The entrails. Mm-hmm. And what about the part of the hog, the inside part that you would eat? Maybe the you could stuff sausage in them too sometimes.
The intestines.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear those called anything else?
Casings.
Casings.
Mother would call them casings.
Mm-hmm. And what about the intestines there you could eat? Was there ever any other name that people used?
Well, the chitlings, but we never did. But people did cook them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Only that, I believe, they say chitlins.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Say it's time to go out and feed the stock and then do the chores, you would say it's what time it's?
Feeding time.
Feeding time. Mm-hmm. And I'll ask you some more about some of the calls that you used to make to your animals. Say you want to get your cows to come home from pasture, how would you call them?
You call coy.
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 What about if you want to make them stand still during milking?
They would say sow.
Mm-hmm. What about your calves? How would you call a calf? Any special call for a calf to get it in?
Not that I know of. At least, all right, I can't. For the pigs, you said suey, suey, suey.
Was that to make them come?
To make them come. Mm-hmm. Or if they were on the foot and you wanted to move them, you'd say suey.
That was scattering them.
Yes. But to call a calf, I guess you said coey, cooey, cooey, cooey.
Did you hear sook calf?
I have heard that, mm-hmm. Yes, the neighbor, I believe it was, used that expression.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about if you wanted to make your mule or your horse go left, what would you say to it?
Let's see, G for left and ha for right, G and ha.
Mm-hmm. And what about if you want to get your horses in from pasture? How would you call them?
We whistle them.
Mm-hmm. It's been the paper.
It was a postman.
Mm-hmm. And say that you wanted to make your horse go faster. What would you say to him?
Get up.
And what if he would stop completely and you wanted to get him started? How would you do that?
Get up.
Just kind of click.
Mm-hmm.
And how would you stop him?
Ho.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, whoa.